right. Welcome to Friday morning, April Fool's Day, but this is a serious topic here. And Ashley, good morning. I've never seen you this early.
Good morning.
And ever at anything. So
we're mornings happy. Are not my thing. Not a morning person.
Really? Huh. This is my I'm shocked face.
Do we have that news sounder, that breaking news?
Oh, you two are hilarious. Hilarious.
But I want to say welcome. And it's been an important last few weeks for you here because I don't think anybody was on you more about smoking than me.
Probably not. No, definitely. You were, yes. I think I made you very happy, Neil.
You did. You made me very happy. And so that's what we were talking about. Ashley was a longtime smoker, but you've made a change in that department and with some help from the gentleman sitting to your right here. Tell us a little bit about what's happened to you here these last several weeks.
Well, to just kind of give some history, I smoked for 15 years. I was a pack-a-day smoker, nevertheless, pretty much since high school, my sophomore year, I believe, which is just really sad, but very true. I've been smoking for 15 years, and so I had told myself that I wanted to quit by the time I was 30, and that day came, and I still hadn't quit, so got some help from Breathe. Freedom from nicotine, and I am free from nicotine.
Yeah!
That's very cool. That's very cool. Awesome. Congratulations.
It's been like, what, a couple months now, right?
February 3rd was my last cigarette at 3 p.m. Brittany came outside with me, and we kind of ceremoniously had my last cigarette. She took photos. But yeah, that was it. That was the last one.
Wow, that's congratulations. I mean, I don't know if you've tried to quit in the past and haven't had success, but with the help of Rick here, who we want to introduce, this is stuck, which is great news.
Rick helped me tremendously. So it's Breathe. You might know it as Breathe Laser, but it's also Breathe Freedom from Nicotine. And
welcome, Rick.
Welcome, Rick, to Bob FM.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, so.
And great work with Ashley Quinn. Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's
love
great.
It's very, very gratifying to be able to do something every day where you get to help people. And at Breathe, we've been able to help over 8,000 people now in the Twin Cities in Western Wisconsin to quit their addictions to smoking, chewing tobacco, e-cigarettes, even Nicorette gum addictions.
Huh. Wow.
Isn't that funny? You try to quit cigarettes and you get addicted to something else.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, take us through the process, Ashley and Rick.
So when I met with Rick, we kind of sat down and just went over what I, you know, what would happen. And it's definitely not magic. You know, you're still going to find some discomfort, but it is the least uncomfortable thing as far as quitting smoking goes or quitting your nicotine addiction. And so basically it just helps with the cravings, and you're going to have cravings, but the longer you stick it out, the better they get. Obviously those first 72 hours, I would say, are the worst for sure. But I think Rick did a really good job at explaining like the science behind why this works.
Yeah, take us through that process. I hear a laser and quit smoking, and it doesn't work with my little brain.
Right. For most people, you would have no idea what lasers have to do with quitting smoking. But the basis of it is based on the fact that when you look at the biochemistry of addiction, when people feel craving, it's because the body wants and needs something. And it doesn't matter whether it's food-related or cigarettes or alcohol. There's something the body wants and needs. And our bodies have some pretty amazing coping mechanisms to make sure they get what it needs. And in the case of tobacco, for the 27 years that I smoked, and I was a 2.5-pack-a-day smoker, I always thought that cigarettes made me feel good because, pretty simple logic, I had a cigarette, I felt good. What I learned later was it's not the cigarette that made me feel good, but rather it was my body's response to the cigarette. Every time I lit up a new cigarette, I sucked in that hot, toxic air, and I actually burned the lining of my throat. I did a little bit of damage to my lungs. And every time our bodies perceive any kind of a trauma, the body will respond by releasing different chemicals to counter whatever that trauma is. If you get a virus, your body will release chemicals to fight the virus. If you get an infection, your body will release different chemicals to fight the infection. If you get cut, your body will trigger a chemical reaction to help your blood clot so you don't bleed to death at the site of the cut. But your body's smart enough to know, don't trigger that chemical reaction to have your blood clot anywhere else, because, of course, you're going to die if you're not having circulating blood. Well, when I would smoke and suck in that hot toxic air and burn my throat, my body would start releasing chemicals like serotonin, dopamine, and endorphins, which is part of the healing process. It would help to accelerate healing in that area and help mask the pain. But one of the side effects of some of those chemicals, like serotonin and endorphins, is they made me feel good. And that's why every time I had a cigarette, I felt good.
And that's why when you don't have a cigarette, you're miserable, is because now your body is lacking that endorphin, serotonin. You know, now you've got a deficiency. And that's why people get so cranky and just so, you know, tightly wound when they quit smoking, because now all of a sudden your brain doesn't have those chemicals that it's been dependent on.
Exactly. And that takes us to where the lasers come in, is we can use a low-intensity medical laser in a way that will stimulate your central nervous system to trigger the release of some of those same chemicals. We can artificially elevate the levels of serotonin, dopamine, endorphins in your body in a way that mimics how you feel right after having a cigarette. And for those people who smoke, you know, if you just finished a cigarette, if you just put a fresh pinch of chew in your mouth, you don't have cravings right away, but the further away you get from that last ingestion of tobacco or nicotine, the more intense the cravings. By tricking the body into feeling like you just had a cigarette or you just put a little chew in your mouth, we can diminish the physical cravings. Then, like in Ashley's case, we give our clients a handful of very simple but effective techniques to help address the psychological component of the addiction, to help break the habit, which is still half the game. There's the physical cravings, and then there's what's in your head, what's embedded in your subconscious, and that's just as powerful.
Mm-hmm. You have to be ready to quit. If you're not mentally there, you know, nothing's going to work. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You have to be mentally ready to say, okay, I can do this. I can handle it, and, you know, really stick with it.
Well, that's what we were kind of talking about yesterday or a couple days ago, when you say, okay, you know, how many times do people say, my New Year's resolution is to quit smoking, right? And then funny, here we are April 1st, and how many people in Bob Country said they were going to quit smoking and are still smoking right
Talk
now, right?
Cheap.
Because that's you have to be ready. You have to be ready, and you have to have the right methodology.
Yes.
In this case, obviously, both, you know, chemically and mentally.
Absolutely. One of the things that most people don't understand, and I tried to quit 40 times. You know, I have a wife who's perfect and hated that I smoked, and, you know, because I love my wife and I don't get up in the morning and say, gee, how can I piss her off today? I really did make a serious effort at least twice a year to quit. But what I found, as most people do, is one, tobacco addiction is more powerful, and research has shown this, than the addiction to alcohol, cocaine, or heroin.
Wow.
Now, you know, smoking is more socially acceptable than a heroin addiction, but it's actually more difficult to quit. The other thing that I found was something that I didn't realize all those times I tried to quit with the pills, the patches, the gums. Most of them are not very effective. Nicorette gum, the nicotine patches only have about a 5 to 10% success rate. Some of the drugs only have a 16 to 23% success rate. It's actually pretty low in terms of trying to achieve the desired result of actually quitting. And while our success rate is not 100%, it's far, far higher than anything else out there that I've ever seen or heard of.
Let's talk to, so if people want to get involved, the other thing too, Ashley, I mean, you've got a log that shows you how much money you've saved since you, so.
And I will say, I remember the day that I was going to meet with Rick, and I was really nervous because I'd been a smoker for so long that it's part of my identity. I didn't know who is Ash, who's this non-smoker Ashley? I don't know who she is. I don't know how, you know, it's going to, everything changes. I no longer take breaks at work to go out and have my cigarette. I don't, you know, there's so many things that I couldn't, you know, it's just, you get really nervous about it. Like, who am I? It's part of your identity. So that's, you know, that was a big, probably one of my bigger hurdles.
Sure.
But I am, you know, I am smoke-free, and I have saved so far in cha-ching, almost $500. $495.
I like the non-smoking Ashley better.
Yeah. It sounds like she's buying lunch.
Yeah, so anyway, Ashley's
1,000 cigarettes, you guys. That is what I can't wrap my mind around.
1,000 cigarettes.
In only 2 months. Yeah. Can you imagine the kind of damage?
Can you imagine if you put 1,000 cigarettes like out there and be like, yeah, you were going to have this. So how do people, let's do this. So people want to, you know, they want to look at this. You're going to put, we're going to put this on your blog page, right? We're going to have this on mybobcountry.com. Rick, what is the best way for people to get in touch with you guys?
Well, you can either go to our website, and we have a lot of information on the website. Mm-hmm. Not only do we have information about what we do and how we do it, we have probably close to 1,000 testimonials from some of our past clients who've sent us cards, letters, and emails talking about the quit experience. So you can see right on the website how other people have experienced it. And there you can go to the website just by going to fullquit.com. That's FullQuit.com.
Full
easy.
Quit.
You can always call us. Phone number is a fairly easy one, 952-546-5657.
Yep.
There's a lot of information there. Call anytime. You can. There's usually someone at our office from 8 in the morning till 8 at night, 6 days a week. And what's important is almost everybody who works at Breathe Freedom from Nicotine is not just a past smoker. Almost everyone on staff is a past client. We all quit using this method. So anyone you talk to can tell you exactly what the experience is going to be like, how you're going to feel at the treatment, how you're going to feel that next day or two after, and how you're going to be feeling a month from now.
Very cool.
Awesome.
If you're motivated to quit and you want to smoke 1,000 less cigarettes the next couple of months and save $500, you're on pace to save almost $6,000 in a year, which is a decent chunk of money.
$3,000.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I guess so, $3,000.
Yep.
Still, that it's a big chunk of money, and just not to mention the health benefit of quitting the smoking.
And it's so easy. It's so relaxing. You walk in, and they put you in this room that's dimly lit, and just it reminds me of, like, a place where you go get a massage.
Yeah.
You know, there's, like, this nice music playing and ambiance and whatnot, and it's very painless. You sit there maybe 20 minutes or so, and he just hits the pressure points with the laser. You can't feel it. You might get a little giddy the next day. The following week, I had some goofiness going on. I was just happy for no reason. So I just felt kind of goofy.
I think it was the several hundred dollars.
It could have been.
Absolutely. Putting back in your pocket. That's awesome.
Or being able to breathe.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Rick, thank you so much for helping Ashley,
well done.
With something that she wanted to do. And, you know, certainly, like you said, the health. I mean, the finances, you know, it's funny to joke about that. And obviously that is a big thing. And that certainly can be a major,
motivator.
It can be a motivator. But I think, you know, first and foremost, the health opportunities.
Absolutely.
And that's great, man. Yeah. Rick, thank you so much. We're going to be continuing this partnership with you guys because we want to help other people. I guarantee you there's other people in Bob Country.
For sure.
That are in the same position as Ashley is, and Ashley's going to be talking about it. And if you want to get in touch with Ashley and even ask
I was going to say, if anybody has questions or wants to, you know, maybe just get more details on the process, send me an email, ashley@mybobcountry.com. I would be happy to answer questions and, you know, get you set up with Rick and help you quit.
Awesome.
You can do it.
Fullquit.com is the website. Rick, thank you very much. Ashley, great job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And a success
lunch is on
story
Ashley,
here.
We decided.
Okay.
I like that. Rick, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
I want to thank Neil, Paul, Ashley for helping us to reach more people to help them to improve their lives. We much appreciate the support you're giving to us to help others.
Very good.
If anybody can help, we can help. That's great.
Very good. Nice job. All right, let's get back into some country music for your ride to work this morning. Thanks for listening, folks. We do appreciate it.